You know, we kind of got a little taste of our own medicine there from last time, where you know they probably deserved a better fate. We probably deserved a better fate for Colton to make some really good saves. That's the way it's going to go. We had some chances, didn't capitalize on them, and you know it was a good back and forth game. But you know, like I said this morning, there's teams that you play, and sometimes you can get away with certain mistakes in games when you're playing a team not as talented as Toronto. But you know, we made a couple errors at the blue lines that resulted in turnovers, that resulted in you know, some goals for them. So you can't afford to do that against the talented teams in this league.
How about for you? You end up with 10 shots on goal. I think you had 18 attempts for the game. Frustrated that one of those didn't go in?
Well, yeah, I mean, I'll take that every night. The fact that one didn't go in is tough. I mean, we'll, you know, like I said, their goaltender made some good saves. We had some good looks at the end that probably padded the stats a little bit, the 6-on-5. But I had some good looks tonight. You know, when I was on that streak, everything was going in. Now it's a little bit of the opposite, where I'm happy with the chances that we're creating out there. They're just not going in. But the fact that I had that many opportunities is a good sign.
Stammer, you had a good look on that empty net goal. What happened? Did you see it bounce off the stanchion here, or was it Glasker?
To be honest, I don't know what it hit. You know, we thought it kind of went out of play and hit the glass behind and popped back in. Obviously, we all stopped playing. It took a funny bounce, so we figured it was out. You know, it's a tough play to call. It's a bang-bang play for the officials. I don't know. I heard someone say it hit the mic that was on the ice. I'm not sure why there's a mic in play, to be honest. There was one on the glass, so I don't know if that, why the heck that's there. Because if it does hit that, it's unfortunate for us. But I haven't seen the replay, so I don't know for sure.
Steven, what's the challenge when you have a lead like you do in the division to make sure you're up and ready for a lot of these games that are coming to come at you?
We only answer those when we get asked. It's, you know, we're not looking at the standings going, hey, we're up whatever we are, and let's just give teams some wins and not play. We want to win every night, and I said it after, you know, we lost to San Jose and you lose to the Islanders. Like, we're pissed off that we're losing. We want to win every night, so we don't care what the standings are. We come into each game expecting to win, and that's our attitude, and we're not happy when we lose.
Standings aside, Steven, you guys talk about getting playoff ready. It was a long way to go before that, but are games like this kind of good measuring moments, I guess? You know, it is, I know it's a long way to go, but in terms of a team like this that are...
Listen, you want to, like I said, you want to win every night. I don't care who we're playing. We're getting teams best. You're going to play some teams that are more talented than others. You know, we want to win. That's the end goal. I mean, this isn't playoff hockey yet. It doesn't have the same feel in terms of that. You can't replicate a playoff game. But when you play the top teams, you know, you want to show why, you know, we're the top team. I thought tonight could have went either way. It's one of those games. But we'll look to end the break off with a win against San Jose.
Thank you, Steven.
Yeah.